Friend of the show, Matt Mayer, back with us this morning. He is now a policy expert at the Heritage Foundation and has a book coming out in June called Taxpayers Don't Stand a Chance, How Battleground Ohio Loses No Matter Who Wins and What You Can Do About It. Matt, always a pleasure.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Absolutely. So what's the deal? Whether we get GOP in the White House or we get President Obama for four more, you say regardless, we are not going to win in Ohio.
Yeah, we taxpayers certainly aren't going to win. Unfortunately, I mean, with the ever increasing cost of government here in Ohio, the refusal of even the Republican Party to cut back government spending just means that the tax burden is going to get heavier, and it's going to be harder to attract companies here in terms of the long term. And we'll add jobs like we did in the 90s, but we did it at the 37th worst pace in the 90s. So we'll add jobs. So we'll be a laggard, not a leader.
So would it behoove us then to look closer to home, more carefully consider our governor, or maybe specifically our county commissioners, and kind of not worry so much about the president, so it won't have that much of an impact?
Yeah, and so that's what my book does. My book essentially says, look, this isn't going to be about Washington. We always talk about Washington, but we overlook a lot of things that are happening here at the state and local level that really have a huge impact on the pocketbook for most Ohioans. And so, you know, in some cases, people pay more property taxes than they do federal or state taxes, or right, because of they don't have the deductions and all the kind of little gimmicks that they can hide income. And so, as a result, you know, when property taxes go up because we're not keeping school spending down, we're not dealing with the realities of kind of the local government problems, we end up having folks, you know, pay a lot of money on property taxes every year, and that just hurts their ability to get ahead. And so the book really focuses on the refusal to cut spending in state government and local government, the ever-increasing tax burden. And we saw that with the last levy cycle where, you know, 57% of levies passed, which means taxes have gone up on Ohioans over the last year.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to me, just the microcosm of my life. If a levy doesn't go, there will be a group of parents who will get together and say, let's do fundraisers to help the schools out. And if you participate in those, it's not really a tax because you're doing it of your own free will if you participate, but it's still money out of your pocket.
Oh, you know, I was just talking to my daughter yesterday about a number of extracurricular spending things we get hit with through Dublin City Schools, whether it's jump rope for life, whether it's Girl Scout cookies, whether it's PAC stuff, whether it's this fundraiser. I mean, the amount of money, and I said, yeah, I'm going to track it on a spreadsheet next year because I bet you we'd be shocked at how much money that we're kind of thrown in and on top of our property taxes, which are already too high.
Yeah. So what do you do about it? I mean, I need a glimmer of hope. Is it just holding those people increasingly accountable?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple things we're going to have to do. One, I think we have to change the political system in Ohio. The system is not getting the right people elected to office. And what you have is two-party systems in terms of the Republicans and Democrats that are all about keeping power. And so the right folks aren't getting there. Even if we have a good person that gets up through the system, they get kind of entrenched into the establishment, and so they don't end up doing what's right for the constituents. They do what's good for the party. And so we really need to reconfigure how we elect folks here and empower the grassroots, empower Ohioans. So that's one real key thing we're going to have to do. Another thing, we've got to control spending. And the way we do that is try to move to more true cost transparency, meaning, you know, right now you pay property taxes, but there's a whole chunk of your state income tax that goes to pay for your school that you don't even think about. And because the way we fund our schools, and we need to get to a point where people see how much all this really actually costs, and there aren't these, you know, five different taxes that fund the same thing, so that people can see, oh my, I didn't realize I was paying that much. And once we, I think, get to closer to true cost transparency, I think people will demand more accountability, and we'll have a little bit better opportunity to get spending in control in the state, because right now spending is not in control.
Yeah, we need to do a couple more pieces on this because it's fascinating stuff. The book is out in June. It's called Taxpayers Don't Stand a Chance, How Battleground Ohio Loses No Matter Who Wins. There's your author, Matt Mayer, on 610 WTVN.